Welcome to the NS9 postgame show. I am Ryan, or powered by Permane Brothers. I'm Ryan. With me is Doug. Doug, no more sandwiches, no more free sandwiches today. The Pirates lose again. No, not much offense. Drop six in a row. How are you doing?
I'm just swell. Pirates have gone from 9-2, followed that up with a 2-9. They're now 11-11. And yes, the offense is terrible, but they don't do anything else well either, right? I mean, you can't win scoring one run, you know, one run a game. That's for sure. But you know, we had more players thrown out as trying to extend singles into doubles today than we had runs scored, and that's not a good recipe, right? So, you know, in addition to, and people go into hitting slumps, but
the whole lineup, stupid.
Yeah, the whole lineup for one thing, and then just, I mean, we gave up a run by pitch clock violation, catcher's interference, a stolen base. It really wasn't a stolen base. It was like, okay, hey, it's the 10th inning. You just go to second, right? I mean, right. It was they're not doing anything well. I mean, Martin Perez was not sharp, but he that's not the problem, right? It's the starting pitching hasn't been the problem. And I know people are complaining about the bullpen, but I think they're all – pitching on like a razor's edge, knowing that if they give up a run, it's over, right? It was so funny after Bednar gets out the top of the ninth, and Greg Brown's like, "We need at least five." Did we score five runs this week, Greg Brown? I don't think we're getting five in an inning.
Jim said in our group chat, "It's reached the point of the season already where Greg Brown's getting upset for players smiling," and that's. That's pretty much it. I mean, I don't even know where to start here, Doug, but you mentioned the 11-11, the great start, now the, you know, 2-9 or whatever they've been since. You've watched more baseball than I have, Doug, in your life. Have you? I mean, I know there's times when teams get hot and then there's times when they can't do anything right. Have you ever seen like a 2-week span, 3-week span where, I mean, we were ready to call this team, they made it, they're good, they're a good team. And then all of a sudden, as I mentioned, the one last show I was on, the floor dropped out, the other shoe dropped, and the Pirates just go on that slide. But have you ever seen like a huge contrast in such a short amount of time in baseball?
Last year. You know, I mean, generally speaking, no. But like, you know, last year they're 20-8, and May 1st comes, they go to Tampa Bay, and they didn't score a run until mid-July. You know, right. I mean, they were just terrible. I don't understand how a team that has, you know, Brian Reynolds and Andrew McCutchen, and I mean, I get, you know, but Cabrian Hayes, some, you know, something, you know, I mean, it's inexplicable. It really is that just this long of absolutely nothing. And I mean, again, the team that beat us today was the Pawtucket Red Sox. That was not the Boston Red Sox. That was their AAA team out there.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, what, their three-hitter is Rob Refsnyder? I mean, that's not – the Red Sox lineup – and forget about, you know, like you said, the pitching wasn't really the issue. It hasn't been the issue. But, you know, you got an opener. The Red Sox are throwing an opener out there and then just random, you know, dudes out of the bullpen and – it's embarrassing to lose a 3-game series at home to that team, especially in the fact that how they did it today. And, you know, as I said, like, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Cruz's last 40 some at bats? He's striking out 50% of the time. Do you want to start with Rowdy Tellez's one double, one extra base hit on the season? Do you want to start with Jack Sawinski trying to take an extra base in a down four and getting tagged out in his face? Literally got tagged out in his face, which I thought was was fitting for what he was doing.
Four steps away from the bag, too. It wasn't even close.
Where the hell do you start with this team? Like, this was embarrassing today, and it's been embarrassing. And I'm embarrassed of myself that I was so close to calling this team good.
Yeah, I know. Golly, I feel like, man, I fell for it again. How do I keep letting this happen? We were saying this team has some flaws. I mean, you know, how poor fundamentally they are. I don't even know where to place the blame. Okay, I mean, sure, it's Andy Haynes to a point, but at some point as a player, like, you just got to say, look, I need to get a hit, and I cannot let this, you know, pitch down the middle go by. And then when you do get a hit, you don't need to try to go to second base when it's a clear single. It's frustrating, and it's getting to the point now where I'm not even angry. I'm just apathetic, you know, and that's worse as far as, you know, the Pirates are concerned. We went through this last year when the May swoon hit, and some of us would say, well, we need to make some changes, and everyone, oh, it's too early to make a trade, and it's too early to do this, and you can't give up on somebody. Why not? Why not? We've seen this movie before. Why not? Would it be terrible to give Raúl Teles a pulled hamstring? I'm not even saying DFA. Just to put him on the IL and see if a Nick Gonzalez or a Nunez or anybody else can maybe perform a little better, give a spark. You know, would it be awful to bring up Piguero and just see? I don't want to banish Triolo, but, you know, put him into the super users, whatever. I mean, just try something. I understand that you're not going to go trade for Aaron Judge tomorrow, but we're just rolling along like nothing's wrong. But don't worry, we'll all come out of it soon. Well, you know, last year it was 2.5 months, and you know, we were buried by then. We're preserving Jones and Skeens, so, you know, because we think we might be in contention.
We've seen so much, you know, people talk about, oh, they're wasting bullets with Skeens being at AAA. I mean, Skeens ain't coming up here and saving the day. If this team's scoring one run a game, like, there, he's going to waste away up here. So, like, like, something needs to be done. And, you know, I've tweeted this out, and I don't care at this point. Like, we've talked so much about, you know, are the Pirates should be ready to compete. And we've heard Ben Cherington say, you know, that we're competing, we're trying to compete, this is, you know, where we're going. And say what you will about the payroll, we know they're not going to spend, you know, 100, 120 million. But at this point, if the Pirates are serious about competing, so I think somebody has to go. Whether it be Andy Haynes, Haynes and Shelton, or, you know, Ben Cherington, like, I don't care who it is at this point. Somebody needs to go, mix it up. Like you said, mix the lineup up. I want to see Piguero. I want to see Gonzalez. At some point, I'm tired of seeing this same, you know, just at bats, not scoring. The power. Where's the power? You know, I talked so much. I wrote that article in the NS9 preview before the season about how the Pirates' power in the last 8 years have been bottom third of the league, of the NL. And I thought this year was going to be better. Cruz, Davis, you know, Raúl Teles, Jack Sawinski, Hayes. The power has been pretty much nowhere since that first week and a half of the season. So, like, just, yeah, mix it up. And it's a very unserious organization, as Matt P. just, there it is, Matt P. just said. And it is. I want to see somebody fired. If they're so saying that they're competing with this team and that's what they want to do and that's the goal, then Cherington needs to fire somebody. And if he doesn't, then he needs to be fired soon.
Exactly. I mean, Haynes is an easy scapegoat, but I've supported Shelton the whole way, but this team is just playing stupid. None of our outfielders know where to throw a ball after making a catch. Our infielders can barely handle the catch when the outfielders do throw the ball to them. We run ourselves out of, you know, innings. You know, we had three singles in an inning, and we got the singles from, you know, the black hole part of the lineup there with Sawinski and Teles and McCutchen. But, you know, guys are, you know, getting thrown out at second base when you're down by three. Like, you don't just need a run. You're not trying to tie it up in the eighth inning here.
It's like the game awareness is just not there. There's no game awareness.
Nobody knows what they're doing. That third inning strikeout for Cruz, I mean, he just looked lost. He looks frustrated. He looks broken. Somebody's got to do something, right? Somebody has got to go. You know, you can start out with Andy Haynes, but man, if I was a general manager of this team, Derek Shelton would be on, you know, thin ice with hot shoes right now, because this team is not playing smart fundamental baseball. There is some talent there, but it's certainly not manifesting itself in any way.
That's the thing. If it wasn't a talent, like if we didn't have any talent and it was just the, you know, the hodgepodge of nothingness that the Red Sox broadcast said last year, you know, that would be one thing. But the Pirates have talent. We've seen them be talented, but it's just like, it's from top to bottom. It's just like this, it's a whole organizational approach where it's, you know, the hitting approach just doesn't work. They're fundamentally not sound. They haven't been fundamentally sound in years, pretty much any time under Shelton. So, yes, you could say, all right, Haynes is at least, I think, the easiest scapegoat to just get rid of him, bring somebody else in, a fresh face, somebody else outside of the organization. But in my eyes, if you're getting rid of Haynes, like, Shelton should be gone too. Like, I've wanted them all gone for at least over a year now. And that includes Sherrington and everybody in the scouting. But it just seems like there's a disconnect when development, scouting, like, these guys are talented, but they get up here and we're just seeing the same crap. It's the same crap. And it's just, it just doesn't seem to change. So I don't know.
And how ability, about, yeah, to get guys from AAA to the majors, right? We just can't, they'll be fine at AAA and they get to the majors and they have a good week, maybe doing what they were doing in AAA. And then I don't know what happens to him. I don't know if it's what Haynes gets to him or Oscar Brandt. But, I mean, the only player, like Jerry Jones is the only one that's come up and just kind of hit the ground running. I feel comfortable at Skeens, you know, but not everybody has that sort of overwhelming talent that will allow you to sort of overcome bad coaching and all the other things that are going on. But, yeah, it's like you said, okay, if you're not going to fire Haynes, then you should be fired, right? Because Haynes should clearly be fired. And if you're not going to, if Shelton's not going to fire Haynes, you know, then someone should fire Shelton. You know, that it's, you're right. It's like, they're stubborn. This plan has not worked now for 2 years. This is the third year, I think, of Andy Haynes. So, you know, we're into the third season of this, hey, leave the bat on your shoulder thing. And again, I'm all for making pitchers throw pitches and get them out and get the bullpens and all that sort of thing. It's a sound thing, but you have to hit. Also, you can't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's easy now. If I'm the opposing team, I say, just throw strikes. Just throw strikes. Yeah. They'll let a bunch of them go by. They'll get themselves
There's no adjustments. There's no mid-game adjustments on this coaching staff. We haven't seen it.
Right. Nobody says, man, we've got a guy on second. We really need to get him in. Nope. You know, 3-2. Watch it right go down right the middle. You know, don't even swing the bat. It's amazing. So, and it frustrates me because I don't understand why the players aren't taking some sort of, you know, personal control of their career. Right. Right. Like, hey, man, I need to get a hit. I'm hitting 170. I need to get some hits here. But
Yeah. Like Bucket Mike on here, call up, Lauer for Priester. I mean, that's fine. They can do that, but what, they're going to change anything? I mean, the team can't
hit.
That's
right. That's right. A minor difference, right? If Lauer's not going to come up and just throw 27 scoreless innings. I don't care. Bring him up, right? You know, bring him up. And I'm not saying bringing up a Malcolm Nunez or a Peguero or a Gonzalez is going to change anything, but you have to do something. You can't keep trotting this out and expecting different results, you know. Oh yeah, we, you know, remember last year we caught on midway through July. I don't want to wait for that. We need to be proactive.
You know what's going to happen, Doug? The pitching has been great. I mean, at this point, starting pitching, the bullpen's been giving up a lot of unearned runs, but that's back on the defense too. But like, you know, as soon as this team starts hitting, which I would hope it's got to come, you watch, like, the pitching staff will just completely go down the tubes. Right. So all of a sudden we'll be losing like 9-8 games and stuff like that. Right, like that's how baseball works. But I mean, I don't know. Let's kind of, I mean, I'm trying to search for a positive in this game. I mean, I guess the positive is, you know, David Bednar pitched a nice ninth inning. I mean, he looked good.
Jared Triello had a spectacular catch there. That was nice. Jack Stuwinski hit the ball hard.
Sawinski finally starts like hitting, you know, lasering some balls, and then he takes an extra base and gets tagged out in the face.
Yeah. And right. Look, you know, it's bad. The thing we talk about most is, exit velocity. He's hitting the ball hard. I don't care. I don't care if they're little dribblers, man. I don't care if they're infield hits. I just want to see some hits. I want to see three guys in a row get a hit. It's just absurd how inept this team is.
Guys go on slumps, but I mean, this has been an entire lineup for more than six games. It's been for like 2 weeks now. And it's like I said, you can blame the players. A lot of people are saying, like, at what point, you know, in here, like, does you just have to blame the players for not being better? Like, yeah, obviously the players are to blame, but at some point it's an approach. It's a coaching staff approach. And, you know, so like I said, we've been doing this for more than just this year with Shelton and more than just this year with Haynes. So like, I'm ready for somebody to go. If Sherrington and the Pirates are serious about, you know, being competitive and doing this right, like, you can't let this go on this much longer. Like, yeah, they're at 500, but my God, they were 9-2.
Yeah. Well, and it's like I said, if you were going to baby Skeens and Jared Jones to have them pitch the whole season so they're ready, you know, when we're trying to clinch a playoff berth, you also have to win games in April. You have to win games in May. We're not going to go 28-0 in September, right? You know, I mean, it's like you've got to try to win the game today occasionally. We've just given away, you know, half a month, just giving it away with just horrible play. And again, nothing. You know, nothing. It's not so early anymore. I understand we're still in the first month of the season, but, you know, I understand small sample size and blah, 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 blah. This team needs something. They need a change. And to you know, sit there and give us the word salads of, blah, 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 you know, all the mumbo jumbo we get out of that Pirates front office. The players need to be better. I don't want to put it all on Andy Haynes. I don't want to put it all on Derek Shelton. But it's the old cliche, you can't fire the players, right? I mean, so yeah, you shift a few guys around, but somebody somehow needs to get through to these guys. And apparently nobody is at this point.
Yeah, that's the thing. We always heard, you know, what's Shelton do? And the players seem to like him. Well, that's great, but can he motivate the players? Can he figure out what's going wrong when the whole team is slumping? Can he make in-game adjustments? Like, it's just, I don't know, man. I just don't like, so, like you said, there's got to be a spark. There's got to be some kind of change coming up. I don't know. Let's go back to the beginning of the game. Martin Perez, wasn't the sharpest Martin Perez we've seen so far this year. Had 7 Ks, but was walking guys and gave up some runs and only went 4. What did you see from Perez?
No, he just wasn't as sharp. Yeah, first inning, he wasn't getting some of the calls that he wanted, and I do think that sort of impacted him. I think he got frustrated, and then he just kept missing. He was missing by an inch or two. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough, and, you know, he ran up his pitch count pretty fast. You would normally say if this was a team that could score 2 or 3 runs, you would normally say he pitched well enough to win. But if you give up a run for this team, you have not pitched well enough to win. And that's kind of, you know, where he was.
That's the thing. He threw so many – I think it was like 26 pitches or something in that first inning. And then you're like – you know, so he threw a ton of pitches in that first inning. Second inning was, boom, 1-2-3 real quick.
1-2-3,
yeah. It was like, okay, you know, he hadn't given up a hit yet. And then the third and fourth inning, he got, you know, started getting in trouble again. And, you know, 91 pitches, 58 strikes. Like I said, he struck out 7 Ks, but was walking guys and gave up runs. So he wasn't as sharp. The bullpen, you know, we saw Ryan, Fleming, Chapman. Chapman struck out the side, but it was just the defense was, you know, a couple unearned runs. There was just no help from the defense today.
No, and, I mean, drop and pop flies. Again, the whole team, and I understand that we don't have a bunch of fiery personalities on this team. And I understand in baseball that you got to be even keel, but they all seem disengaged. right? They all just seem, you know, ho-hum. You know, we saw Cut kind of smash his bat there in the dugout after, you know, hitting it hard and the guy catching the ball right off, you know, right at his shoe tops. But beyond that, there's just I just dropped the pop-up. Okay, it's fine. You know, who cares? We're down 6-1. It doesn't matter. You know, that's what I'm saying. They don't, like I said, I don't know if they lack motivation. I don't know what it is, but man, you think personal pride alone would have you trying to play a little better, but yeah, it didn't look good. Yeah.
I don't usually get too much into that, like how the players look on the field. I mean, well, yeah, like you said, we saw, you know, Kutch got angry. We've seen Henry Davis get frustrated. What was Cruz doing? Cruz was smacking himself in the head with the bat. So, like, I mean, Cruz is in the middle of it. Like, he's not playing well, obviously. He's lost at the plate. But, I mean, he's just in his head, I think, too, at that point. But he's not really doing anything particularly well at right now. But I mean, I think, you know, some people say, well, he looks like he's not, he's just out there going through the motions. But I don't know. I mean, he looks like he's frustrated and he's in the middle of it. That's what I've seen. But
yeah, that third inning at bat really should, like I said, he just looked frustrated and lost the one after he was banging the bat on his helmet there. And that's what he just, right. And when a player looks frustrated and lost, he should be able to go to his hitting coach, right? You know, there should be somebody in that dugout he can go talk to. And it doesn't appear that there is right now.
Right. Right. And if there is, they're talking to them and they really can't, they don't have the answers. They don't have the adjustments to figure it out and work through it. So it's brutal, but you know, so I'm trying to, like I said, I'm looking for positive guys. There's not too many. Yeah. Sawinski, you mentioned, was laser in the ball. He had two hits. Even though didn't matter because he got thrown out at second. Hayes with a couple hits. Connor Joe, you know, Connor Joe continues to hit at the top of the lineup. He literally hit it to the only part of the ballpark to Jim Rosati, the North Shore Notch. Yeah. Literally, like, goes out anywhere else in that ballpark. It's a home run.
Right, right.
And he hits it right into the notch.
5 to 10 feet, either way, it's a home run. Yeah, he couldn't have placed it, you know, a less perfect spot, I suppose. It's a home run anywhere else. Cut hit the ball hard 3 times. Hopefully these are signs that some of these guys are starting to come out of it. Like I said, looking for positives in today's game is tough, right? Right. Lost 6 in a row, swept by. I mean, when we went to play the Mets were playing really, really well. I mean, you don't want to get swept, but you're just like, okay, the Mets were hot. We're not, but man, this Red Sox team, John Wainer was like, oh, they've got 5 guys batting under 170. I'm like, I think we do too.
And the Mets, the Mets
too cocky there, John, right?
The Mets went into LA and they're winning in that early in that series. So like the Mets are playing well from where they started this year, and the Pirates are just playing the opposite. So, but again, coming in and getting swept at home to this Red Sox team, like you said, the Triple A Red Sox is just pathetic. And in the manner that they did it, it is pathetic. But, you know, and then there's Rowdy Tellez, what, one extra base hit? He had a hit today, single. That's the thing. Like, even when the Pirates are hitting the ball, it's all like singles and just kind of clogging up the base pass. But, like, you know, and then they, like, Joe had the double. They move them to third, get the sack fly. So, like, even when they're scoring the run or so, it's just in, like, singles and sack flies and just moving people. Like, it's not even right. – there's nobody hitting, maybe like, doubles, big hits. Right. There's no big hits.
Yeah. Nobody's, you know, like, somebody hits a single, next guy comes up and just, you know, crushes a double, you know, gets him in. You got a guy in. You got a guy in second. You're feeling kind of good. No, we sort of, you know, dribble one, you know, in between the – pitching mound and third base, and then, you know, then the next guy drops one over second base, and then the next guy strike out looking, you know. So right, we're not doing much. Even when we string some hits together, we're not really doing, you know. We, like I said, we had three hits in that inning.
That's frustrating.
Right, you got guys, two of the three guys get thrown out trying to extend it. I mean, that's just, you'd be mad at your little league team for that, right?
You know? Right. So. Right. And that's the thing. And like you said, usually even if you have a lineup that's struggling, you hope a couple guys that are seeing the ball well and can kind of do something to make up for it. But the Pirates just ain't, they're not doing anything well. And then, like you said, even on Joe's double, like it literally, like it, they're just not getting even lucky on that. Like there's no, they can't just buy a break. Go figure. The Pirates of the last 20 years can't really buy a break. But I don't know. I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about with this game? I'll just get on here and talk about how much I want someone fired more.
Yeah, I mean, that's what comes down. I just want to see some sort of change. You said we went through this last year and they did nothing. Nothing. Now, right, it's at some point people have to start producing. There has to be some sort of, you know, penalty for having a team that is playing poorly and just about, you know, they're not running the bases well, they're not playing defense well, and they're not hitting. Like, okay, so they're pitching okay. But, you know, three out of four aspects of the game, you're not doing well. And as you said, it's the fifth year of this. This isn't a first year manager. It's not, you know, it's the third year for the hitting coach. Something
it's the fifth year of a rebuild. Like,
right.
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Yeah. And again, it's, you know, I mean, it's a bad 10 game stretch or 11 game stretch, right? It's early. It could turn around tomorrow. But man, it just seems like we're sitting by watching it.
The Pirates are.
I mean, like I said, just bring up two players tomorrow. I don't know. Bring up Eric Lauer. And again, I don't think he's a huge difference maker. And Jim has pointed out that he won't save this team. But sometimes you can send messages, right? Like, hey, you have to perform. We're just not going to keep you running out there. And maybe that's what, you know, can save this team. Maybe people – I don't think they're comfortable or complacent. They certainly shouldn't be. But somehow, you got to shake some stuff loose here. I mean, something's got to happen. You can't keep repeating this thing. So, you know, hopefully tomorrow Jared Jones comes and pitches a gem and, you know, Sawinski, Telez, and McCutcheon, you know, knocking nine runs between them.
How about the sports books? They had the Pirates as the favorite. They were minus 155 today, which is like, I don't know if you know anything about betting. Like, that's a significant favorite, minus 150
It's
the Pirates favorite? Like, what?
Yeah, how are the Pirates favorite against anybody now? I had a buddy send me a text. He goes, you know, the Pirates are due. And Martin Perez is, you know, pitching well. He's like, I don't think it's a bad play. And then I went and looked at it, and I'm like, wait, they're a favorite. I mean, a heavy, right. Yeah, I mean, if they were 120, if they were 110, 120, I'm like, you know, I'm like, no, I don't have faith. I'm not betting that. I took the Phillies instead.
Yeah, I was like, no, so, you can't. That's way too much of a high favorite to make the Buccos at this point. Here, yeah. Bucko Mike, Nutting needs to make a stand. What stand is Nutting going to make at this point? He's never made a stand in his life. Like it's on Charrington at this point. Like you got to do something. Like you said, don't sit there and just watch it go by. Watch this team go into a huge slide until they're buried in the standings and eight games under 500. Like do it now, shake it up, make a change. And like I said, I don't care if it's Haynes, Shelton, both the ticket takers, the ushers, fire somebody. Okay. Somebody needs to go tonight, right. Tomorrow, in this week, just make it happen.
Yeah. I just, when I look back and think of all the, you know, different things, I remember stories of, you know, Sid Thrift going into the locker room after the game and addressing the team, and, you know, Jim Leland overturning the food table and Danny Murtaugh, Joe Brad, you know, people came and they did here. It's like nothing. It's just status quo. It's like, hey, it's baseball over the long season. It'll balance out, you know, that sort of thing. And it's like, when has things balanced out for the Pirates? Have you not been paying attention? Right? They've not balanced out since about 1979, right? Maybe a little bit there in the 90s, but you know, no, things don't go our way. We have to force the issue. And nothing. I'm disappointed in the way we're playing right now, but if we just stick with what we're doing, you know.
162 game season. They'll be back at it tomorrow.
It's early. If we were having this streak in July, nobody would be making a big deal out of it because, you know, going 0-4 doesn't drop your batting average to 172. But man, I don't know. It always cracks me up about how, look, you're not a basketball fan. I'm a Sixers fan. They had to go into the play-in tournament. They lost back-to-back games to two of the worst teams in basketball. They won one of those games. They're in the fifth seed. You know what I'm saying? Losing a game, a meaningless game in January does matter, right? You know, in baseball, you know, we don't expect the Pirates to run away with the division, right? We don't expect them to run away with a wild card spot. So it's probably important that they win games in April, You know, you can't just give them away. This is my favorite
comment right here. Brett Gray, Nutting has the backbone of a chocolate eclair. And it's true. Yeah. Like, Nutting ain't getting it. Nutting, here's the problem with Nutting. Like, and I've said this for the last couple of years. Like, I think he's a baseball fan. He just doesn't know baseball. And I think he leans on the wrong people. He's got a bunch of yes men. He just has a bunch of yes men around.
He's a stability guy, right? Like, I think, you know, he's looking over at the Steelers and, like that stability has not been working out so great lately either. But right, like, oh, he wants to hire people and give them their chance, right? You know, and I imagine when you come into this team, you say, look, everything about this team's awful. It's going to take me 5-6 years, right? And so we're thinking it's year five of the rebuild, but of a 5-year plan, but it's really an 8-year plan, right?
And that's the thing. Like, Nutting's not the guy. He's not going to come in midseason and fire Charrington. But
no.
Ben needs to go and make moves on the coaching staff, or he should be gone next, or at the end of the season, or whenever.
Somebody Nutting should gets be around in trouble. To it. Right.
But that's the thing. Like, I just think Nutting is surrounded by a bunch of yes guys that aren't going to really sit him down and tell him reality of what he needs to do. And that's the owner we got, and that's just the reality of it. So I don't know. Let's get out of here, Doug. It's been frustrating stretch. Like you said, it's baseball. Things could turn around tomorrow, but what we've seen the past like 10 games, it probably not. So do something, make a move. Did I lose you, Doug?
Yeah.
Doug had enough of this post game. He's like, I'm out. His internet was like, I'm out of here. All right. Well, anything else, Doug, if you're still with me?
Yeah. But no, there's not a scare of this team right now.
We got Robot Doug. It's Robotic Doug. That's where we're at so far. That's where we're at in this season. Robot Doug. It's just a fitting way to end today. So, all right. We're going to get out of here. That's enough for me. Go fire somebody, preferably Shelton and Haynes. So, that's it, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. The Brewers come to town. Just what we need to see. So I will talk to you later. See you.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go, Bucks.